Good evening. I'm Taryn Ashby, your moderator for tonight's telephone town hall. I welcome you to this live event and would like to thank everyone for taking time this evening to join us. Tonight, Senator Amanda Cappelletti of the 17th Senate District will take your calls as she discusses Penny. Senator Cappelletti will be joined by Penny's executive director. As a quick reminder, if you have a question or would like to join the conversation, please press star 3 on your keypad at any time during this call to participate. So without any further delay, let me welcome State Senator Amanda Cappelletti.
Thank you, Taryn, and good evening, everyone. As you heard Taryn say, I'm State Senator Amanda Cappelletti, and I am very proud to represent the 17th Senate District in Pennsylvania. I would like to thank everyone who's taking time out of their busy schedule to participate on this call and discuss some important details about healthcare in Pennsylvania. Whether you ask a question or just prefer to listen to the conversation, I truly appreciate your engagement tonight. If you'd like to ask a question at any time during tonight's discussion, press star 3 on your phone. As Taryn said, this evening we will be discussing Penny. For those of you who may not be familiar with Penny, this is Pennsylvania's official health insurance marketplace created under the Affordable Care Act. We are currently in the open enrollment period, which runs through December 15, 2026, meaning folks are now able to shop for health care plans that will provide them coverage in the new year. However, for current enrollees and anyone looking to enroll in a Penny plan, there are changes coming to Penny that may impact the cost of premiums. To walk you through these changes, what to expect from your plan, and to share how you can start the process to sign up for one, if you're in need, I'd like to welcome Penny's Executive Director, Devin Trolley. Welcome, Devin.
Thank you, Senator Cappelletti, for having me on tonight and for hosting this discussion about Penny. It's a very important time for information about Penny, so I'm really excited to share that with everyone tonight. So I'm going to talk a little bit about Penny and give a breakdown of who Penny's for, what Penny offers, when to enroll in Penny, and how to enroll. So first up, I'm going to talk about who Penny is for. So we are the official health insurance marketplace, and that means that we have coverage available for anyone who doesn't get it from somewhere else. So if you don't have access to employer-based coverage, or your income is too high for Medicaid, or you're not old enough yet for Medicare, which starts typically at age 65, then Penny is a great option to look at. A lot of the enrollees that do find coverage through Penny are small business owners or gig workers, part-time workers, early retirees, farmers, and many others who, again, don't have access to any other coverage. As of 2025, we have 500,000 Pennsylvanians who get their coverage through Penny. And the next step that I wanted to talk about is what is available through Penny. So again, it's for anyone who doesn't get coverage elsewhere, and the two main benefits of coming to look at coverage through Penny are that you get high-quality coverage and lower costs. So the health plans that are available through Penny are from the many major insurance companies across Pennsylvania. But what the difference is that you know you're getting plans with the maximum consumer protections available. So we make sure that every single health plan that you can get through Penny has to cover a wide range of health benefits, and that means the health plans help pay for hospitalizations and prescription drugs, maternity care, mental health services, and much more. All the health plans available through Penny also must cover care for pre-existing conditions and provide important financial protections, especially during medical emergencies. And another benefit of all the health plans through Penny are that they have free preventive services, such as checkups and screenings and vaccinations. These allow you to catch problems early and to stay healthy, prevent health problems from happening. So that's really around the quality aspect, that all the health plans through Penny have the maximum consumer protections that you can find. Penny is also the only place to receive financial savings to lower the cost of those health plans. And this is from a federal premium tax credit. The way this tax credit works is a little different than tax credits that you get at tax time when you file your taxes. This tax credit you get instantly on the spot to immediately lower the cost of health plans. So an average health plan may cost $500 or $600 a month, but what you pay for that health plan through Penny is based on your income. So many Penny enrollees pay $50 or $100 or $200 for that exact same high-quality plan. And again, what you pay is based on what you make. On average, people who enroll through Penny save $6,000 a year on health insurance premiums. So again, what you get through Penny are high-quality health plans with the maximum consumer protections and federal premium tax credits that help you pay less for coverage. I want to talk a little bit more about when to enroll, but before I get into that, I want to talk about what is changing for this year because of some new federal policies that are coming in. And so there are a few things that are new related to those tax credits that are available. So for the past about 5 years, there has been additional premium tax credits available to Penny enrollees, and these additional tax credits have made coverage more affordable than ever. Penny enrollment has increased by 50%, meaning more and more Pennsylvanians have been able to find coverage that is affordable and fits within their budget. And we hear from Pennsylvanians every day about how necessary it is to have affordable coverage and how important it is that the coverage is at a price point that works for a budget. And many people already feel strained to incorporate health insurance into their household budgets. Unfortunately, federal policy changes mean that costs are going up. This is because some of those federal premium tax credits are expiring at the end of this month, unless Congress acts quickly to extend them. Without the full federal premium tax credit, costs for 2026 coverage are going to be higher. For current enrollees who already have coverage through Penny, on average, this means 102% increase in cost, a full doubling of cost. And we are concerned that this will create a barrier to enrollment or to keeping the coverage that people have today. And I'll talk in a few minutes about what you can do if you are seeing these types of cost increases. At this point in time, we do not have indications that these additional tax credits will be extended. So we are encouraging everyone to come in and look at the options through Penny and make the best decision for you and your family at this time. If Congress does vote to extend the tax credit, Penny is prepared to deliver these savings to Pennsylvania as quickly as possible. It will not be immediate. It's not as easy as flipping a switch, but we are committed to implementing the affordability as quickly as we possibly can. It's also important to note that not all of the tax credits are expiring, just some of them. So 3 out of 4 enrollees will still receive some tax credits to lower the cost of coverage. And this includes many current enrollees who will still receive some tax credits, just not as much. And this gets into the next topic of when to enroll. So again, what you get through Penny are high-quality plans at lower cost, but there are a lot of changes this year due to federal policy. There are higher costs for many of the plans, and plans do change year to year anyway because of the changes that health insurance companies make. So it's really important that if you have coverage through Penny, or if you're looking for coverage through Penny, that you really come in and take a look at all of the options available to you. And that brings me to the when. And the when is now, because we are in open enrollment. Open enrollment is the only time of year to enroll in coverage for 2026. And that means that if you already have coverage through Penny, it's the only time of year to change your plan. And if you're uninsured and don't have any other sources of coverage, this is the only time of year to come in and enroll for 2026. If you miss the open enrollment period and wait until you get sick, it will be too late to enroll, and you'll be locked out of health insurance until open enrollment next year. We are encouraging everyone to enroll by December 15th, so just about a week from now, to make sure that you have coverage that starts on January 1st. So if you or your family or someone you know needs health insurance, now's a good time to make sure they know about that time frame and have really taken the time to look at the different options through Penny. So after the when comes the how to sign up for coverage. So the good news is that you can do everything online at penny.com. That's P-E-N-N-I-E.com. if you don't have coverage, if you're uninsured currently, there's a pretty quick way to figure out what type of tax credit you could get and what the health plans are in your area. If you go to penny.com, again, that's P-E-N-N-I-E.com, there's a button called Savings Calculator. In the Savings Calculator, you just have to put in a couple pieces of information, and you'll get an estimate of the amount of tax credit that you are eligible for. And you'll be able then to see all of the health plans in your area. You can put in your doctors and your prescription drugs that you use, and you can see which plans have those doctors and networks and cover those prescription drugs. If you need help searching through these options, Penny offers free one-on-one assistance, and that's online, over the phone, or in person. And this support is available at no cost to you and in many languages. So again, it's a great idea if you don't have coverage now and you're looking for coverage in 2026 to come in and answer a few questions to see what you may qualify for. And if you see something that you think will work for you and your family, then you complete the full application for the federal tax credit, and then you can officially complete the process to enroll in coverage. If you are a current Penny consumer, if you're one of the 500,000 Pennsylvanians who had coverage through Penny in 2025, this is an important time of year for you as well, especially because of those federal changes. Current Penny enrollees are typically automatically renewed into next year's coverage, and that's still true this year. However, with the significant cost increases, we are encouraging every single Penny enrollee to come back in to their account and update their information and relook at their plan options. If the plan you have now has a major cost increase, you might be able to find a different plan that still meets your needs for 2026. Also important to note that due to recent federal changes, there are increased penalties if your income information is not up to date. Now, we hear a lot of times from people who are enrolled that have fluctuating income or unpredictable income, and this is something that they're really concerned about how to predict the income for next year accurately enough so that the tax credit will be accurate. So the best advice I have for that is to really think through, you know, what your income looks like next year and to make sure you come back in and update it anytime you think that's going to change. And so that's another reason if you're a current Penny enrollee to come in and update your information and make your best guess for what your income will be in 2026 to make sure that the tax credit you get is the most accurate tax credit. And also plans and prices, again, they change every year, and especially the prices this year because of the lesser availability of the federal premium tax credit. It's so important to shop around and make sure that what you are enrolled in, if it's the same plan rolled over into next year, that that's the plan that still works for you and your family. So as a recap, I wanted to cover what we just talked through. So Penny is for anyone without other coverage. It has plans that offer the most consumer protections and has lower costs due to federal premium tax credits. An important thing to remember is that there are, as of right now, fewer federal premium tax credit dollars available. So that does mean a lot of changes to plan prices and what plans are available in your area. So if you are a current enrollee, make sure to come back in, update your information, and shop for your plan choices. And if you're uninsured, now is the time to come in, answer a few quick questions to get an estimate, and if you see something that works for you, complete the full process to enroll. And for everyone to know, now is open enrollment, so it's the only time of year to make these important changes. Some people have said that they are waiting for the federal policy conversations to settle out. We really do recommend that you come in now and, again, make the best decision for you and your family at this time. If there is a federal change in policy, Penny will make sure you have time to make an update. And lastly, on the how, the best way to get all of the information in one place, including completing the whole application and enrollment process online, and also finding frequently asked questions or getting access to help in your area. There are lots of different ways to get help. The place to go is penny.com, and that's P-E-N-N-I-E.com. I will note it is important to make sure that you land on the correct website. because there are, unfortunately, lookalike websites and other types of very aggressive marketers who sometimes imply that they are Penny. And we have, unfortunately, seen some people who sign up for coverage that actually ends up not being full coverage and ends up being a scam. So it is very important, you know, especially with a lot of these cost increases, to be seeing more activity in terms of people trying to trick people looking for coverage into thinking they have a full comprehensive plan when they really don't. So again, the best way to make sure you're at the right spot is to go directly to our website. That's PENNIE.com. And the date to keep in mind is December 15th. That's the best date to enroll by to have your coverage in place and ready to go January 1st. Open enrollment itself does go into January, but that coverage will not be effective until February 1st. So in order to make sure you have the peace of mind on New Year's Day for you and your family, the next week is a really important time to get in and look at the application, look at your options, and make your choices for 2026. So those are the key updates I wanted to share with you about Penny, and happy to take any questions.
Thank you so much, Devin, for all of that information. I know it was a lot, everyone. I want to remind you, please press *3 on your phone at any time if you have questions that you would like to ask of Devin to learn more about Penny and your options. And with that, Taryn, do we have any questions from the audience yet?
Yes, we can go live with Madonna. Madonna, you are live.
Hello, Madonna, are you still there?
Yes, I have a question. It's not for me, but it's for a person I know. You're saying that you would, if you live in Pennsylvania, you would sign up for Penny and not AMA in the federal site. Is that what you're saying?
So if you're looking for marketplace coverage, yes, Penny is, we basically operate the marketplace at the state level, and that's Penny. The federal equivalent is healthcare.gov. So if you were in the past, before 2021, Pennsylvanians would go to healthcare.gov for marketplace coverage. But now we actually operate the program at the state level, and so you go to penny.com, and you know we have many more state-level services. You mentioned AMA, so I'm not sure if that's a different program or not, but just wanted to reference both the federal and the state options.
Thank you, Madonna, for your question. Yes, Penny is a great option for anybody looking for healthcare in Pennsylvania. They have a wide range, as you've heard tonight, of options available to us. Again, a reminder, *3 on your phone at any time will connect you to one of my staffers to ask your question. While we wait to see if there are any additional questions from our listeners tonight, I did want to maybe start with some real basic questions, Taryn. Healthcare is super complicated, and they may not, and this may be somebody's first time enrolling in a plan on their own. So could we talk about some basics, like what is a deductible and the difference between a copay and an out-of-pocket maximum?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there are a lot of different terms with health insurance, and it's important to understand them as you're looking at different health plans to see what option would work best. So a deductible oftentimes is what you pay for services before insurance fully kicks in. So you might pay a higher amount for a doctor's visit, for example, and after you've met your deductible, you might pay less. There are some things that the insurance company pays for even if you have a deductible. So free preventive screenings, for example, getting vaccinations, getting checkups, getting wellness screenings, those types of things don't have any cost to them. So that is something, those are examples of benefits that you can take advantage of without having to pay anything for the deductible. You also mentioned a copay. That's typically what you pay when you go to a doctor's visit. So It might be that $25 copay or $30 copay that you pay when you actually have a doctor's appointment, or maybe it's $5 for a prescription at the pharmacy. Those are copays. And the out-of-pocket maximum is really looked at across the whole entire year. And as you pay the different pieces, so maybe $25 at a doctor's office, $5 at a pharmacy, eventually those all add up. And once you hit a certain amount, say $5,000, the insurance company will pay all of the other costs for a year. This is a really important one for really major medical issues or emergencies or really serious medical conditions, because the out-of-pocket maximum is what makes sure that what you pay in a year is capped. And once you hit that cap, you don't pay anything else the insurance company does. So that's where a lot of the financial protection comes in, to prevent people from going into medical debt, for example, because all the health plans make sure that once you pay a certain amount, the health insurance coverage fully kicks in.
Thank you, Devin. It looks like we have some more callers with some great questions. Let's go to Elizabeth Taylor.
Elizabeth, you should be live.
Oh, hi. My question is, looking at the pricing that is on Penny right now, is this the pricing without any tax credits applied, or is that with tax credit applied, so I can understand if there'll be any changes?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you go to penny.com and if you do the savings calculator and if you put in your income and information about your household and then you click see my savings, you'll usually get a screen that says this is how much tax credit you could get, and then if you click the next button, you'll see health plans, and those are the costs of the health plans that have the tax credit already reducing the cost of the health plan. If you're already a Penny customer and you're logged into your account, you would be able to see what your next year's plan would cost just by looking at your account, and you would be able to make changes there by going into the plan compare part.
Thank you for that, Devin. Let's see. It looks like Rosanna is next with a question.
Rosanna, you should be live.
Hi. My question is, what's the minimum or the maximum you can make to qualify for this program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the tax credit currently do not have an income limit, but they will starting in January. So that's part of the tax credits going away and expiring. So if you make more than $64,000 for an individual, you may not get any tax credits. You can still come in and buy a plan at full price, but you would not be eligible for tax credits. And then at the lower side, around $22,000 for an individual determines whether you qualify for Penny or for Medicaid. And we have a no wrong door policy. So if you're around, you know, the $20,000 to $22,000 income, you can apply either to Penny or to Medicaid, and we'll make sure that you get in the right spot. So say you apply to Medicaid and they say, oh, your income's too high, they'll automatically pass you over to Penny, and you'll get outreach from Penny to come in and start the process, and vice versa. So if you apply to Penny and it turns out your income actually is more of a Medicaid income, we'll automatically pass you over to the Medicaid agency, and your application will already be started with them because you applied to Penny.
Really great information to know just how well the systems are working together to ensure that people can access healthcare and healthcare coverage. It looks like we have Lori Grace. Before Lori Grace jumps on with us, a reminder, *3 at any point if you have questions that you would like answered about healthcare coverage and Penny.
Lori, you should be live.
Hi. My question is, we've had T-Stand Health Plan East, and my husband and I both had, we had the Silver Proactive Keystone, and my husband and I both had cancer this year. I had breast cancer, and he had skin cancer. I'm afraid to change to another insurance company because I don't want to lose any of my benefits that I have, but it is ridiculously high. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely hear you and about the prices. I think that we've been hearing a lot of that concern because of the lower amount of tax credits. I mean, I think it depends on what benefits specifically, because there might be other plans that have those same benefits. And so I think looking at other options available to you and kind of going through plan by plan, there's quite a lot of detail that you can get into on the Penny website. And I think, you know, the one thing that's the same across all of them is that no one can deny care for pre-existing conditions. So, you know, having cancer will not impact anything about your coverage if you switch to another insurance company. But you would really want to, I'm sure, compare kind of what the different cost structures are, the prescription drugs, the doctors especially, to make sure that they're in network. And you can search for doctors on the Penny website and see right up front if those doctors or hospitals are in the networks of other health plans.
Thank you. That's really valuable information for individuals who have coverage that might be a little expensive but are considering what it could look like to switch plans, because that is something that you can and are able to do. Find a plan to suit your family needs, and Penny is a great resource to help you do that. And next, it looks like we have Audrey on the line with a question.
Audrey, you are live.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask it for me. Okay. I have a specific situation, and you're saying open enrollment is now. Well, I cannot do now. And I will be unemployed, and I will lose my benefits at the end of January. So may I apply for this in February?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. So this is open enrollment, so this is the time anyone can enroll. It is possible outside of open enrollment to enroll still if you have a major life event or a qualifying life event. And losing other coverage, including losing your employer's coverage, would mean that you can still enroll in Penny. So if you lost your employer coverage at the end of March, you could come in during March, you could say on your application that you're losing coverage, and we would be able to line up the start date of Penny coverage to when your employer coverage ends as closely as we can. So yes, if you lose coverage, you are able to enroll at other times of the year outside of open enrollment. There are a couple of other major life events, like moving to Pennsylvania, having a baby, getting married, a few others. The most common one that you see people enroll in is because they've lost other coverage. So that's a very common example of why we see people enrolling outside of open enrollment.
These are great questions from all of you, and I wanted to just touch base on the fact that if you have additional questions, if you're looking at Penny and have concerns about what you need to do, please contact my office at any time. We are here to help you, and we have a great relationship with Penny to make sure that you are able to get the coverage that you need. As a reminder, *3 at any point if you have a question. You'll get connected to one of my staff members to be able to ask your question. Devin, if someone is looking to apply, we've had several people talking about looking through the process, what documents are they going to need in order to fill out the application?
Yeah, great question. So the application is really an application for the federal premium tax credit. So it will ask questions around who's in your household and what income people in your household have. You also have to be a citizen or lawfully present to enroll in coverage through PENI. So you'll get there are questions around that. So, you know, things like a Social Security card are really helpful to have. Identifying documents like a driver's license. When you create an account, we want to make sure that it's really you creating the account. So there's some questions around identity that a driver's license helps with. And then, you know, any documents you have related to helping fill out the income question. So that could be pay stubs or other income information. And if you are, if you have one of the lawfully present immigration statuses that qualify, those documents and those document numbers will also be something that's asked for. So those are a lot of the key items that are needed to fill out an application.
Good information to have for anybody who's looking to get started. So then let's say somebody needs to change their coverage for themselves or their dependents outside of open enrollment. I know you touched on it a little bit, but just want to make sure that people will be able to edit their applications once it's been submitted or to change their plans at any point through the year, or is that something that has to wait?
So changing plans also you can only do during open enrollment. So that's a really good point and a good question. So if you already have coverage through PENI, you do need to, and you want to change your plan, you do need to do that during open enrollment. So once open enrollment ends, the plan you pick, you're kind of locked into that unless you have a major life event or one of those other, you know, kind of major changes that would allow you to change your plan. But for the most part, you need to do that during open enrollment.
Good information. It looks like we have some more questions coming in. Again, *3 at any point during this conversation to get connected to a staff member and being able to come on and ask your question. It looks like we have Jack with a question.
Jack, you are live.
Yes, hi. My question is in regards to the tax credits that I'm currently receiving. I received the mailer showing what's estimated to be the tax credit for next year, and you said only the enhanced tax credits were going away. Is there a way to figure out how much of the estimated tax credit for next year is likely to go away? But it's a $950 credit, so if $200 goes away, that's fine. But if $500 goes away, that becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a great question. So if you are a current PENI enrollee, the best way to see would be to go into your PENI account. You also should have received a letter in November, or if you had set your preferences electronic, those would be in your account as well. But the PENI account will have all of the information around what the new tax credit is, if you stay enrolled in your same plan, what that new premium will be for starting in January. And you'll be able to also relook at your information and make any updates needed that can have an impact on the tax credit. But that's really the best way to know is to go into your account and review all of your information.
Devin, if we could just reiterate for people who are still on the line, when open enrollment ends this year, and when should they expect open enrollment to happen again?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. So open enrollment this year goes into January. That's the full open enrollment. But if you wait to enroll to January, your coverage won't take effect until February 1st. So the more immediate timeline to think about is we really recommend that everyone enroll by December 15th in order to have coverage that starts on January 1st. So that's really the key timeline to keep in mind. If you miss December 15th, there is still time to enroll, but it that will really make sure that you have all your insurance cards and all those pieces in place for New Year's Day.
And for next year, about what time of year can people expect to be looking for open enrollment through PENI again?
So that was a little up in the air because of federal rules, we are likely going to have to change the open enrollment dates next year. So we usually start on November 1st. So we won't start any later than that, but we might start earlier, but we are still deciding that. So I would say for next year, it would be, you know, in the October, November timeframe, would really just check back to penny.com for an update on when that exactly will start.
Good information. So people can mark their calendars, looking at the end of the year, late fall, to be on the lookout for information from Penny and make sure you know where your insurance coverage is coming from. Looks like we have one more question. As a reminder for everybody, *3 on your phone will connect you to one of my staffers and help let you ask a question. Looks like we have Jill. Jill, if you'd like to ask your question.
Sure. I was curious as to the premium at the rate that they are now, is the insurance company getting that entire premium dollar amount? Or where does that money go?
That's a great question. So a lot of what you pay in a monthly premium, almost all of it goes to doctors and hospitals as reimbursements for care. The way the rules are set up is that insurance companies are allowed to keep 20% of the premiums for running their companies, all of the, you know, administrative costs to create networks of doctors to basically run their companies. And then all of the other money from a premium dollar needs to be spent on medical care. And so that may not be, you know, the way with insurance, that may not be, you know, your medical care. It's like all the premium dollars are put into a pool, and then everyone who needs care, it comes out of that. But in a year, if an insurance company doesn't pay 80% of the premium dollars to actual medical care, they actually have to give rebates to all of the enrollees who have plans, who are enrolled in their plans. So that is an Affordable Care Act policy that was meant to ensure that a minimum amount of 80% of the premium dollars go to medical care.
That is a great answer, Devin. It is hard to know exactly where all this money goes to and from, so it is good to know how that works. It doesn't look like we have any other callers on the line, but Devin, I'd like to know, is there anything else you'd like to share that we haven't touched on this evening?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't, the question was chopped up a bit. Could you repeat that? Oh.
Sure, Devin. Is there just anything else you'd like to share this evening that we haven't touched on yet, make sure people know about when it comes to health insurance?
I think we covered a lot. You know, I think just to underscore that we have a lot of ways for support, including certified health insurance brokers who are, you know, have gotten training through Penny. We also have a lot of community organizations that have enrollment assisters that can help. So there are a lot of different resources available to help people across Pennsylvania. So just wanted to also underscore that. If you go to penny.com/connect, you can find a lot of different ways to get free help with, you know, applying and finding a plan for you and your family.
That is great information. I will ask one more question of you. It looks like we might be getting a few more in from callers, but I'll ask one more question. Is there a best practice that people should keep in mind when they are looking to enroll in a health care plan through Penny?
Yeah, I think an important thing to keep in mind is the balance between what you pay every month, which is a premium, and what you pay in out-of-pocket costs, and really kind of weighing those. Sometimes, you know, we see people just look at the premium number, and sometimes that monthly premium might be lower, but that means higher costs when you go to the doctor. And so sometimes we see that people find it that it's a little bit better of a deal to pay a little bit more each month, but with lower costs when they go to the doctor. So it really depends on each person's individual needs, but I think that's just one thing to keep in mind when looking at health plans is looking at that monthly premium number, but also, you know, balancing that out and weighing that with how the rest of the plan is set up.
Wonderful, Devin. It looks like we have two more callers. We'll end with these last two questions coming in. First up is Margaret. Margaret, what is your question?
The question is, this is partially funded through a tax credit. And how much is that tax credit?
That's a great question. The tax credit depends on income. So people who are closer to the $22,000 income for one person that I mentioned earlier, that's sort of where the tax credits start. They might get a tax credit that covers the full premium of the health plan. So they may only pay, $5, or sometimes people pay $0 a month. As you get closer to the $63,000 annual income for, again, just one person, that person would get less of a tax credit. And so they would pay more towards their health insurance plan in a month. So it really does, it's sort of a sliding scale. People at the lower end of the income range get a higher tax credit to help pay for coverage. And as your income goes up, you contribute more towards your monthly health insurance premium.
Wonderful. And our final question for this evening is from Denise.
Hello.
Hi, Denise.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Dawn. All right. So,
what's your question?
So my question is, I have a child. She's my dependent. I currently am enrolled under Penny because I ended up being over the mark for receiving full Medicaid. And she's currently thinking about finding a part-time job so she can enroll into some school. Like, she's trying to figure that out. She hasn't got a job yet, so I can't really update anything. But how would that work if she's working? Like, would that hurt my discount? Or, I mean, obviously probably will, but I might get kicked off of it. And then, do I just pay the full price at that point?
Yeah, it's really hard. It's a good question. It's hard to. I don't want to give specific advice not knowing the whole situation, but I'll just maybe highlight a couple of things to keep in mind. The income that Penny asked for is the household income. So it does look at everyone in the household who has an income and counts that all together. And that goes into the calculation of how much tax credit you get. Not sure how old your daughter is, but at some point, we do see people, whether you apply together or separately oftentimes depends on whether she's a tax dependent or files taxes separately, since it is a tax credit. So it sort of ties your taxes in that way. But I think there would be a lot of different considerations to take into account. It might be really great to work with an expert on that question who could really kind of walk through the different scenarios with you. And again, we have, some really great enrollment assistors kind of throughout the Philadelphia and surrounding areas that might be able to give you advice on your specific situation, kind of looking at all of the different pieces together.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Devin, and thank you to the constituents who have been on this call with me today. It's been a great discussion. Again, thank you all for joining us this evening, and especially thank you, Devin, for trying to make what can feel like a big, heavy topic a little more digestible and for people to feel more supported. If you didn't have a chance to ask your question, you can remain on the line. You'll be able to leave a question on a voicemail for me, and my office will get back to you. If you have any additional questions or concerns, please call my office at 610-768-4200 during our business hours, or visit my website at pasenatorcapoletti.com. Thank you again, everyone, and good night.